During these evening vespers, we've been reflecting on carols. Carols, songs that we know by heart. This carol tonight, the First Noel, is a very old carol. Of the three that we're considering during these weeks, it's the oldest. It's 100 years before George Frideric Handel wrote Messiah. 100 years before Joy to the World. 200 years before O Little Town of Bethlehem. It's an English carol. Very old. The interesting thing about the carol is it's totally preoccupied with light. Light is what this carol writer was so profoundly interested in. In fact, the carol begins with the shepherds at night. And when the angel appeared to them, and they were sore afraid in the middle of the night, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. The actual word that's used for shining around them is the Greek word from which we get the word lamp. It was a gentle light. We sometimes think of the shepherds being struck with it with an overwhelming light, but it was a gentle light, like a lamp. It didn't terrify them. In fact, the text says it was the glory of the Lord shone round about them. It was a sense of the presence of God. Of the presence of first the angel, the one angel that speaks to them, and then suddenly there's a multitude of heavenly hosts singing praises to God, and then the great carol is sung, glory to the God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So the carol begins with the shepherds noticing this light. In the First Noel, the word Noel means the first birthday. It's the word for birthday. And the First Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in the fields where they were keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night, it was so deep. And they looked up and they saw a star. Now, this lamp, this light is like a star. That's another word for light that appears in the New Testament text, which literally is the Greek word a star, from which we get the English word star. This other word, lamp, is what we get the English word lamp from. The light that was the glory of the Lord that shined around them was like a lamp. But they looked up, and the carol writer says they saw a star. And it was in the east, beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light. And so it continued both day and night. Notice this interest in the light. Then the carol writer shifts to the wise men. Because the wise men see a star. It is the word, a star, that they saw. And by the light of that same star, three wise men came from afar. To seek a king was their intent, and to follow the star where'er it went. And then, once again, in the fourth stanza of the First Noel, the writer of this ancient carol is once again taken by light. This star drew nigh to the northwest, and o'er Bethlehem it took its rest, and there it did both stop and stay, right over the place where Jesus lay. Now the light shows where Jesus is. And then they enter in the fifth and sixth stanzas. They enter and give their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then the final stanza calls us to praise God and to thank Him for the gift of this blessed Son. Let us then with one accord sing praises to our heavenly Lord, who has made heaven and earth naught, and with His blood and life He has bought us and given us life. I chose as our Old Testament text another text from Jeremiah, which is also a text in which Jeremiah is particularly interested in the light that goes with his promise of, in those days are surely coming, the Lord speaking now, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not like the old covenant. This will be a new covenant. And then following the great statement of the new covenant, this text says, thus says the Lord, who gives sun for light by day and the fixed order of the moon and the stars for light by night. Who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is His name. And it is the Lord of hosts is His name that we worship. I'm just interested in the carol and also Jeremiah's noticing the fact that light is there on the time of the nativity, the birth, the carol, the Noel, the birth of our Lord. We have, first of all, the light of glory. The glory of the Lord shone round about them like a lamp. It illuminated them so that they could see the angel and they could hear what the angel has to say. It's a light of glory. It's a comforting light. I think that it's not so much the startling light that frightens them, though they were sore afraid at first. But then, as soon as this light comes upon them, the angel says, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of a great joy to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who's Christ the Lord." And then comes the carol. So it's a light of glory. The word glory in the Bible always has to do with the presence of God. It's a light that draws them into the presence of God. It's a comforting light. It's not so much frightening, though they were frightened at the beginning, but immediately then they're comforted by this light. And then the light of the star. In the carol, the light of the star leads the wise men to find the Christ child. So now we have a light that shows the way. In the Old Testament, the use of the word light is very much that way. In Psalm 119, "Thy law is a light unto my path." It shows me the way to go. It shows me the right way to go to find the truth. So it's the light of truth. It's the light that shows us where Jesus Christ is. So we have two kinds of light here. We have the light of glory, which is the comforting light that draws us in and gives us peace. That goes with the carol, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill." This is the good decision that God has made toward us. It's the light of glory. And then the other light, the light of the star, is the light of truth that leads us to find Jesus Christ. You know, it's interesting when John introduces our Lord in the Gospel of John. He says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth." Those are the two kinds of light. Full of the grace of that warm lamp of God's love, peace, that the shepherds discovered that night. And they went to Mary and shared with her what they had experienced. That first Christmas carol, they are able to share with her. She ponders it in her heart. And then the light that shows the way, the light of truth. And both of these lights are going to be fulfilled by our Lord Jesus Christ. He will fulfill the light of grace. That's what John says, full of grace and truth. He'll show us the way to go. He'll show us God's will for our lives, the truth. And he is the Redeemer who sets us free. He's the one who comforts us. He's the one who surrounds us with his glory, draws us in so that we feel his grace. And the carol, the first Noel, captures both of these. It's interesting, isn't it, how the carol decides to mix together the shepherds and the wise men, puts them both together under the star, both together under the light. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this carol. We thank you that it draws us to you, both as we, like a lamp, are warmed by your glory, your presence, and the good news of peace that comes from Jesus Christ. And thank you, Lord, that this light is like a star that points us so that we can find, during this Advent, we can find who Jesus Christ is, to know who he is, to know that his life, death, and resurrection has been won in our behalf, the truth that brings us to Christ. Thank you, Lord, that on this Christmas time, we are drawn to Christ by his grace, and we're drawn by the light of his truth. Now, Lord, we come to the Lord's table this evening, thankful also that truth and grace come together in the Holy Supper that you gave us, the truth that leads us out of captivity and the grace that forgives us of our captivity and makes us whole. Lord, may we experience both of these tonight in this Vesper time. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.